And Brenda Avadian here in just a second. But now, does Bell Tower residents, do you cater to folks that have Alzheimer's as well?
It's not just Alzheimer's, but it's a wide range of different dementias. But because it's just becoming, it's so much on the forefront. And if you look at numbers, close to or even over for 3/4 of the people that live to be in their 80s and 90s will have some type of dementia. So, of course, Alzheimer's is the one that you really look at because it's the most diagnosed, I think. But there are so many other ones. So we've tried to broaden it, and there's and we'll discuss the different types of dementia on our, in our seminar on Thursday, October 3rd.
And that's where we will bring in Brenda Avadian. Good morning, Brenda. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Brenda.
It is 62 degrees here in Pear Blossom, California.
Well, it's we're only 10 degrees behind you here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Brenda, you're a native Wisconsinite. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I am. I was born and raised with papers registered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I did all my college education in Wisconsin. Started my career in Wisconsin, teaching at Marquette University, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and concluding at Alverno College, a competency-based liberal arts college. And then I moved out to California, started working at Lockheed, and then my father was showing signs of dementia. Back then, they didn't diagnose what kind it was. They didn't have the tools that they do today. And we ended up moving him into our home in California, my husband and I did, and we began to care for him here.
And all those prior experiences with your father has led you to where we are today. Brenda, tell us how you're involved with caregivers and surviving as a caregiver and Alzheimer's here in general.
I think the surviving is the one that I want to target on. Is we're trying to create a sense of humor for caregivers because it is exhausting. Regardless of the type of condition of a person you care for, and mostly the dementias, which involve cognitive impairment, it's very difficult for caregivers to be able to keep up with care. In fact, Linda was saying, and I missed the first part of Linda's responses until the volume went up on her, so I heard the rest of it. But, you know, oftentimes we speak about Alzheimer's, and that is about 60% of the types that cause dementia. But there are another 40% of types that are causes of dementia, cognitive impairment. And we'll be talking about those 11 others as well at this October 3rd conference. And so how I got involved initially was as a caregiver. And then after being a caregiver, I started advocating, speaking out nationally because I was in the late 80s, I think I was the only family caregiver in this country who was willing to speak out about this. And that doesn't seem so long ago because I'm older now, so it doesn't seem that long ago. But now we have hundreds, if not thousands, of caregivers who are writing about and speaking out about the caregiving, family caregiver's journey. But since then, I've been doing conferences like these. And last year when we were here and also on WJJQ, we talked about the continuum of care. This time we're addressing more of the issues that the attendees from last year wanted to see and hear, which are the types of dementia, the diagnoses of dementia, the treatments for dementia, and the new research on dementia. And then we'll also talk about the caregiver continuum and the caregiving options.
Now, just because there are several different types of dementia, as we've been talking about here this morning, but as far as caregivers are concerned, there are probably several different phases of being a caregiver. I would assume that people get into it with the best of intentions, lots of energy and lots of love in their heart and everything. But then as time goes on, does that start to wane a little bit, Brenda?
Well, I think understandably with anything, anything that humans take on, we wane in that energy. First, we have that exciting newness, energy, great intentions. But again, with caring for a person with dementia, you have that cognitive challenges where somebody with cancer, you're dealing with the physical decline, and somebody with cancer still has most of their faculties. Somebody even with AIDS still has most of their faculties. Somebody with MS early on has still have most of their faculties, their cognitive intent, they recognize who you are. But what happens when you are this well-intentioned caregiver and the loved one you're caring for could be your spouse of 50 years. This loved one you're caring for looks at you and starts screaming because he or she doesn't recognize who you are and says, leave me alone. I mean, even the best intentions, even the most saintly of us can fall victim to one of the types of dementia, which incidentally is caregiver dementia.
So with your program here, Brenda, this is about, it's titled, Can I Survive as a Caregiver? So survival it's critical for all of us, of course, but as a caregiver, also just to survive as a caregiver or just to survive as a human being. Tell us a little bit about what you mean there by that.
Boy, Jeff, you know, you should come to this conference. After you're done with this forum, your segment ends at what time, you should just come over to the conference and share, because you're learning a lot just from these two forum events we've done here. I appreciate your insightful questions. What we're finding is surviving as a caregiver, and if you look at the subpoint of there, it says you're not alone. And that's what this conference is about. To survive as a caregiver, we really need to know who we're caring for. What is the nature of the disease and illness that we're caring for? We need to be clear on the expectations of caring for a loved one with this disease. And this applies to professionals as well. I say loved one, but our loved ones are also cared for by professionals. And professionals come in, again, with the best of intentions, but they, human beings like us, they get exhausted. So they need to understand what are the indications of the disease that they're taking care of, whether it's Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease. These are some of the more rarer types of diseases. What is the type of dementia they're caring for in addition to Alzheimer's and the umbrella dementia? And once they understand that, then they can better get inside of their own hearts and say, okay, how would I want to be cared for if I were living with this disease? So the seminar gives us, in the morning, we'll focus again on the types of dementia. We'll step inside the mind of a person with dementia. And just before this call, I was doing a Facebook chat with Don McCormick on the East Coast, and we might even do, Linda, if you can hear this, a Skype type thing where if we can get Skype at the Assisi Hall, uh-huh. We might just call in to Don McCormick and talk with his wife who lives with Lewy body dementia and just get a real hands-on perspective of this. We'll also talk about diagnosing dementia, how they're doing that today. It keeps evolving, and as research flows, we get better and better. Treating dementia. And what is the new research on dementia? And then the entire afternoon, after a quick summary, we'll focus on the continuing care options. You're not alone. There are a lot of options from in-home care to all the way skilled nursing care.
There may be people listening this morning, Brenda, who are just getting involved in this now. They're just starting out on this journey as a caregiver, and they're saying, well, this has been my partner for 50 years. Nobody knows better how to care for this person than I do. Nobody's going to teach me anything. What do you say to those people?
Well, I'm going to say I agree, because I was one of them. I agree. And so all I'm going to say is let's build on what you have, because we can always learn. If they say nobody is going to teach me anything, then I would say then you're dead. You're already dead. Mm-hmm. Because if we grow, we learn. If we learn, we grow. We have to keep learning to grow. So I would wonder if they're suffering from caregiver dementia already.
Okay.
Seriously, I mean, I agree with them. You know, we all believe we can care for our loved ones best, but there's this concept called energy. How much energy do I have in a 24-hour day when if my loved one has declined sufficiently and I have the option of residential care, that you have 24-hour staffing in a residential care, whereas at home you don't.
I don't want to give away too much about the seminar. I want people to come to the seminar. I hope it's very well attended. But just a couple of points here that'll happen during the seminar. I would imagine, Brenda, if you're starting out as a caregiver, you have all these good intentions. You know this person you're caring for from over all these years. But what are some of the things that start to come up in this relationship as a caregiver as opposed to a spouse? What are some of the things that are different in that part of the relationship, and how do people cope with those changes?
I think a lot of, and we'll address the caregiver's questions. In fact, that afternoon will be even more flexible. The morning, this entire conference is going to be interactive. So we will address people's issues. If they raise what you just raised, we'll address that issue. What are some of the, how do we deal with that? you know, each is unique, Jeff. This is all I can say. Each of us deals with this uniquely. There's, you know, some relationships, some child-parent relationships, they may have issues. My father and I had issues. I was the youngest of three, first to leave the home. And so here I am stepping up as his full-time caregiver. What are the issues? Well, I tend to be a survivalist myself. I also tend to have a sense of humor. I like to have fun with things because you have an option. You can be depressed and let this get you down, or you can have fun with it. And I chose to have fun with it. Well, you know, my father and I, the issue was I left home first. I was the least supported of the three children. And yet here I am caring for him. And amazingly, in his lucid moments, he addressed that issue with me. Hmm. And it was a real coming around full circle, comforting time. And I didn't let him have it. I just told him that by giving me the least, he actually gave me the most because he taught me to try harder. But I'm going to tell you, Jeff, another reason, and I want people to come to this conference, I told Linda, I gave Linda a number, and it's in the three digits that we would like to see at this conference, because the more people you have, the more fun it is, the more interactive. But Linda was able to arrange with the local technical college six CEUs. Professionals out there, I'm telling you, six CEUs for a conference from 9 to 4, information-packed. You get this kind of information if you have a doctor presenting the types of dementia. In fact, we were hoping to get a doctor, but I ended up putting graduate-level research to this, to do this for this conference. So professionals who need your CEUs before a limited time, apply for this, come to this conference. Folks who are caregiving children, you know, come together so that you can better care for your parents. Spouses, bring one of your children so at least they understand that you, the caregiver, are not insane, that dad or mom is really behaving this way. So come together and save a little bit of money if you register together. And the phone number you'll be providing later, mm-hmm. you can call to register.
Linda, I want to bring Linda, by the way, just for everybody, if you're just joining us this morning, Brenda Avadian is coming to the area. She's originally from Wisconsin. She's in California now. She's an author and she's a public speaker, and she's going to be putting on a seminar called Can I Survive as a Caregiver? Linda Schmidt's also here from the Bell Tower Residence, who is sponsoring this whole program. Linda, would you like to join in the conversation at all? Anything that you'd like to add here?
Yes, I would. I'm encouraging people to attend. Each year, there's so much information out there to learn, to soak up. Also, this whole day, we wanted to provide an educational opportunity for a broad range of attendees. Fewer and fewer options that are available where we could have professionals come in and talk about this thing because their time is limited. Mm-hmm. They have to billable hours, etc. So part of the Bell Tower process is that we once a year, at least annually, we'll provide an educational conference to educate the community, everybody from the person who's even experiencing beginning signs to those that have been in the process or caring for a person for years and years. It's an unending educational opportunity.
How did Linda, how did the Bell Tower residents and yourself, how did you come to bringing Brenda Avadian in on this process? I know this is the second time, at least the second time that I know of that she's been here. How did you get her involved in the first place?
Well, we looked, she was on checked on the websites to see what speakers there were out there and available. And what really tuned me into Brenda was she was originally from Wisconsin.
Okay.
So that... So that was, I thought, very relatable for all of us here. You know, Midwest has a different kind of outlook than other parts of the country.
Sure.
And so I thought, I think it would be a really good fit. And with her experience and her education and everything, and it's really turned out very well.
Linda, can you share some good news stories of people that have come and listened to you speak or they've read your books? I'm sure that you get some feedback on that. I'm sorry, not Linda, Brenda. Brenda, can you give us some feedback? What kind of positive stories have you heard from people that you've worked with in the past, either professionally, one-on-one, or through these seminars in your books?
I'll just say this. We give people hope. We give people knowledge. We let people know they're not alone, and then we give them hope to go on. And that's really what it is. That's our mission at thecaregiversvoice.com, and that's really what people are getting out of this. Everybody gets something a little different, but sometimes just picking up the phone. I do a lot of virtual things. I write over 100 articles a year on different websites. I serve as an expert for caring.com, and I think the critical thing is when you're accessible to people, and I often pick up the phone, talk to people. In fact, I'll paint you a picture with the accessibility. On Saturday, October 5th, Merrill, Wisconsin will have their first ever memory walk in support of Alzheimer's dementia research care, et cetera. And I told Linda, she's asked me to lead off that walk, so I'm going to stay another couple extra days, and I'll lead off that walk with a 10-minute brief presentation about how caregiving is a marathon, not a sprint, and as a marathon runner, I can speak to both. So I'm going to lead off that conference, that walk, but what I promised Linda is that if the attendees who want to walk the entire 3.2 miles or 5K, whatever it is that they have set, I think it's three different distances that they have.
Right.
I will walk the entire walk, which means that for that hour, I think it should take us about an hour to do a nice, brisk, cold Wisconsin morning walk. I will be there to talk with whoever wants to join with me and talk with me. So I think those kinds of accessibility things are important. I told Linda that I'll be available for the entire time when I get into Merrill, Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. I'll be with I'll be there for the entire time. So Friday morning, she's planned a support group session or just a little forum of sorts, if you will, with the residents and family members of Bell Tower who want to participate. So that is the critical thing, is being accessible to each other. But the other critical part is attending support groups so that we can hear what other people are saying. I started attending support groups when I was caring for my father because I did not know what to expect. And it felt so good to know that I was not alone.
Brenda Avadian will be here on Thursday, October 3rd from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock at the Bell Tower Residence, which is right on O'Day Street in Merrill. Linda, take us through the day. What does the Bell Tower Residence have planned? What are they going to get for their, what kind of bang for the buck are folks going to get when they attend?
Well, they're, for professionals, they can fill out the application and get six CEUs. Also in the morning, there'll be a little registration, coffee, et cetera. They will also have the opportunity to choose one of Brenda's books they will get for that coming to the seminar. Also, we will provide a lunch at Bell Tower for that, along with anybody who would like a tour at Bell Tower or even to talk to one another. Hopefully, it'll be a coming together of different people trying to work out and find keys and helpful hints and ideas that will help them just take care of one another better than they have been doing.
Forgive my ignorance, Linda, but what is a CEU?
It's a profession. Well, it's a credit for certification for different, like social workers need to have certain credits earned a year. All different kinds of professionals do. So that are, and I continuing education units is actually what CEU stands for.
Understood. It's $20 per person for this seminar. Again, it's an all-day deal, 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Thursday, October 3rd. It's $20 per person, $35 per couple. It includes lunch, and you also get one of Brenda's books. Brenda, quickly, we're running out of time here, so in 1 minute or less, Brenda, some of the number one reasons why you'd like to see people there at your seminar.
Because I think they're going to get the latest of research. They're going to learn about a dozen types of dementia. They're going to step inside the mind of a person with dementia. We'll talk about diagnosing dementia, treatments for dementia, the new research on dementia, and then the continuing care options that they have available. And I think for six CEUs for the professionals and then also for the family members, their brains will be filled with enough knowledge so that they can go on. So I want to see a lot of people there.
Maybe there are folks who are working in nursing homes around the area that are listening this morning, and they're providing care for these folks. Is this something that they can come to as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you know, be sure to give them also the phone number. I'll say it real quick right now, and then people can get their pencils and pens when you say it, but it's 715-536-5575. And just call, talk to Mary there, and she'll take your information and tell you what to do. Yeah, they can. And families, I also want to encourage families there who are coming there. They don't know what to do, which way to go. At least you'll gain awareness and information so that you can make the decisions that are right for you and your family and your loved one.
Brenda, thank you very much. And Linda, thank you once again from the Bell Tower folks for bringing Brenda in. This sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time, a great way for people to network and get some real knowledge. And as Brenda said, to leave with some hope.
Right. We're looking forward to it.
Linda Schmidt, thank you from the Bell Tower residents. Brenda Avadian out in California. Godspeed on your travels back here to Wisconsin, and try to stay warm out there, okay, Brenda?
I will, and again, give them that number.
Will do. We'll do that.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. And yes, as we close here, for more information on anything here, you can always call the Bell Tower residents. Here's the number specifically. Write this number down. It's area code 715-536-5575. That's area code 715-536-5575. If you're looking for hope, if you think that you want to survive as a caregiver, let these folks help you. That's what they do. Linda, thanks for coming in this morning. Certainly appreciate it, and I hope the place is packed.
Thank you. We do, too.